Hoops the Podcast, Episode 6, Dave Thomas. The Oopsla Podcast brings you up to speed on topics covered at this year's Oopsla Conference, which takes place in October 2008 in Nashville, Tennessee. For more information, visit the conference website at oopsla.org. The Oopsla Podcast is co-produced by Software Engineering Radio and Dim Sum Thinking. I'm Daniel Steinberg, your host for this episode. We talked to Dave Thomas. When I asked how he wanted to be introduced, he said, "Oh, old country programmer is fine." With that start, I asked, why is Oopsla so important to him?
Oopsla is really important to me because really of the people. In fact, for a long time, it's brought together a unique group of people in the software industry that represent both the latest in terms of research as well as best practice in industry. And the fact that it brings this interesting group of people together creates an interesting set of dialogues or conversations that go on, both in terms of the actual formal part of the program and the conference and the workshops and so on, but also in terms of the conversations that take place in the gaps in between, whether they're breakfast or lunch or late night in the bars and coffee shops. There's just an overwhelming amount of interesting information exchanged with the people who attend.
Are you a researcher, a practitioner?
Well, I travel in both, but I'm a very scruffy academic. I confess that I really enjoy the dialogue with the graduate students because they always have the fresh ideas that the old professors don't. And I enjoy finding out the problems that practitioners have as well. So since I spend a lot of my time taking new ideas between research labs, industrial and university, and into large corporations who are frequently have to be led kicking and screaming into the future, I find it a good place to mine ideas and also to try some out. I can try the ideas I've just heard from one person out on someone else to get their reaction. The interaction is intense, exhausting, and brings me very good value for every year.
Often researchers and practitioners have an almost disdain for each other. How does Oopsla help computer scientists rise above this?
I think a lot of the times people just aren't comfortable with the challenges that each other faces. I think that the whole nature of Oopsla is that we've kind of recognized that software's both a bit of art and a bit of science. And so I think there's a healthy respect for both. And it's from the beginning, it's always been the intent, when we started the conference back in 86, that we wanted it to be a place where ideas were welcome and good ideas come from lots of places. So no one's got a monopoly on those. And there's always been a desire to try and ensure that all the participants in the sort of computing community can play together. And things like Onward, which is an appeal to sort of future research and new thinking, goes together well with the experience reports, which is really an attempt to try and mine all the great ideas that are out there that often don't get expressed because people are too busy actually building things. So the Oopsla community takes it as a matter of importance that both practitioners and researchers benefit from the interaction. The success of the technology and the conference are testimony to that. Basically, the only reason you can get things into practical use is if you have a willing community of receivers, and from a research perspective or an industrial perspective, if you've got a new idea or a new product, having demanding users take it on or try it out and tell you whether or not it's worth the powder to blow it is invaluable.
You keep mentioning community. Was that something you were aiming to form 20 years ago when you were creating this conference? And how do you keep it growing? How's it changed?
Well, I think it's a challenge, and I think it's a credit to the old folks who've been involved and the young folks who joined in to try and help them. I think it started that way, and I guess it's sort of, when something's in your blood, you do it kind of naturally. But I think there was an excitement that this was something different, and I think even as objects get old, which they are, the community aspect is really the driving force. The fact that so many different kinds of thinking, the fact that people who are thinking about things differently are welcome. And I think that's just perhaps the nature of the people that are kind of involved, in the sense that they have this kind of duality that they may be a great researcher, but they also play a great guitar.
So now that objects are old, what does Oopsla have to offer back to the software engineering world?
The bad news is as things get old, people forget that they ever knew about them. So one of the things it does is remind people of the, and again, you have to remember some significant percentage of the Oopsla audience, sort of order 30%, is often new to the technology or to certainly something like Oopsla, is they get to see what the best practices are and talk to the people who've been using them. I think experience sharing is very important as people try and apply objects in different venues and formats and use new technology. The other thing is that the research community is always cracking hard problems. The fact is that the nature of those problems, in some senses, gets more difficult as the technology matures. So I think there's those in industry who are looking at those hard problems are trying to figure out, you know, where are the people that we can hire to try and crack our hard problems? And boy, I didn't think that problem could ever be solved. I think the other thing is that, you know, that OOPSA is constantly reaching out to related communities. I mean, the AOP community, for example, was really spawned out of OOPSA and still continues to publish a lot there. Similarly, a lot of the Agile community has very strong roots and connections to OOPSA. It's a large intersection. The dynamic languages community, and all of these communities have been welcomed back to OOPSA and supported by OOPSA through things like Symposium and the Dynamic Language Symposium, the Wiki Symposium, and so on. So OOPSA keeps kind of reinventing itself and providing a venue for these interesting innovations, but many of which share a lot of ideas with the core basis of object technology.
You've talked about getting researchers and practitioners to interact. How do you get people from different languages to learn from each other?
I think every group, when they are new, every group that's old immediately assumes that the old assume that they've done it all and the new assume that they don't need the old and their problems are really different. And I think after a few years, if you have them, if the community puts them together, they start talking to each other. And I think there's been a lot of crossover from the lessons learned in Smalltalk and C++, which were the early object technologies, which have had a more recent impact on Java itself and people adding things which were better than they were in the old languages and in some sense seeking to improve or remove some of the things that are more warts in the newer languages. If everyone just goes to a Java conference or a Smalltalk conference, then you get, you know, the increased myopia, whereas OOPSA is very open-minded with and agnostic with regard to languages. So that sort of forces you to actually sit beside someone who might, God forbid, program in a different language.
How would you recommend someone get the most out of OOPSA?
Well, that's a challenge. I think you need to look at it from the background you come from. Clearly, you want to take a look at the program ahead of time. You want to make sure you get into tutorials early because they fill up quickly. So if you see ones you're interested, make sure you enroll in those early on. Keep your eye open for things like birds of a feather, since sometimes things will happen in the evening that are amazing. You get an amazing collection of people together that are very important. If you're coming from industry, I think it's important you take a look at some of the experience reports and as well as some of the demos, because they show some of the great things that people are doing using object technology. And, you know, I think while the technical sessions, may be a little difficult for some people who are not experts in the area, there certainly are those technical papers in many areas which are very interesting and open to people. And I encourage those that, you know, want a little shot at the future to take a look at the Onward track and look at some of the symposium that go on as well. It's really like any place where you go with a great menu, you really trying to go over it. And usually there's a sort of newcomer to OOPSA session, so I try to encourage you to try and attend that. And then just feel free to ask people if you're not sure, hey, if you think this would be a good thing versus that one. Three or four old experience types will probably give you enough opinions that you'll be able to navigate your way, but there's certainly lots of things to do, and I think a path with some selected tutorials, some experience papers, few technical sessions, and taking in the other events along with the keynotes, which are always great, is the best route to go.
That's Dave Thomas about OOPSA 2008. Thank you for listening to the OOPSA podcast. If you want to know more about the conference or would like to listen to additional podcast episodes, visit the OOPSA website at oopsla.org. This episode is released under a Creative Commons license.